When we look at a three-way design, there are seven basic effects. And this time, when I say effect, I mean F-test. There's going to be all the follow-ups that come with it, but just the seven F-tests that come from it. You've got three independent variables, so you've got three main effects. If you've got three independent variables, you've got three two-way combinations of them that make up the two-way interactions, and you've got the three-way interaction. So in this example, we've got a main effect for topic, a main effect for instruction method, and a main effect for education level. And keep in mind what we're going to do. At some point, when we look at that main effect, we're going to take these four cells full of undergrads, and we're going to put them all in one mean. And we're going to take these four cells of graduate students, and we're all going to put them in another mean that are called still marginal means. And we're going to compare them, and we're going to talk about the main effect of grads versus undergrads. But remember what we have. We don't have all the undergrads in the world. Right? We just have undergrads who have computer or lecture, not any of the other possibilities, who were learning psych methods or psych content, not anything else. So we've got four subpopulations put together into the thing that then gets this grandiose label of undergrads. But we clearly don't have all the undergrads in the universe represented. And so once again, when we're looking at main effects and we're comparing marginal means, we have to be cautious whether those marginal means represent populations that we care about and whether the results represent anything that we care about. Okay? And we have the same thing for the other main effects. Now we've got two ways. And when we do a two-way, we are also going to have some aggregation. For example, if I'm looking at the two-way interaction of grads versus undergrads and computer versus lecture instruction, I am going to go take those undergrads who learned computer methods and undergrads who learned on computer content, and I'm going to put those together into a new thing called, believe it or not, a semi-marginal mean. Sorry, I don't make this shit up. I actually have to look pretty hard for that, but I did because I thought it was funny. A semi-marginal mean is that there is some aggregation, but not complete aggregation. A marginal mean is complete aggregation, the cell mean is none. What do you do if you have four ways? I don't know, I never have figured out what they call that. Now, I got the same sort of problem, that now I've got this mean that represents undergrads taking computer instruction that are aggregated across those learning psych methods and psych content. Again, not the universe of undergraduates learning on computer. And so we have to be careful that those semi-marginal means represent somebody that we care about, so that the two-way interaction represents something that we care about. And then there's the seventh effect, which is the three-way. And the highest interaction term is always done with the cell means. And we hope that we have already made sure that we have all of these cells represent populations we actually care about. So all the same cautions, admonitions, and admonishments about when we start aggregating, are we aggregating to something that we care about?